BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's podcast. Today, Chris has done something really bad. He feels really guilty about it, but I think there's only one solution in these situations, and I think we may need to make a phone call. He also reveals this year's holiday plans, which are lol. For one day only, Rihanna, off of films, joins us to talk about films. I know. And Innuendo Bingo is with Union J. We come up with a unique new way to play the game. Enjoy Thursday's podcast.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
I enjoyed your TV show last night.
Thank you. Thanks for coming along.
It was nice.
I really didn't think you'd turn up.
But why?
Well, because obviously you were there really just for moral support. You know, you wanted to come show me some support. And I just thought, when you said that you were going to come along, I don't know, I just didn't expect you to.
Yeah, I was there. I liked your hair.
Here we go.
And the makeups that you had on, pretty good. Obviously, you have to have makeup on the TV.
Yeah.
But then he announced to the crowd that he'd just tried a new thing called eye drops, which celebrities use. like a lot of people use eye drops. It's not just a celebrity thing.
Yeah, but I thought it was for medical reasons in the main. And then there's this lovely guy called Kevin who does sort of hair and makeup there. And he's a fascinating bloke.
I've met Kevin, yeah.
Right, and fascinating bloke. Mm. But he's trying to turn me into something I'm not, I feel.
Well,
because he was like, do
that's
you know
our
what?
Kevin.
This will make your eyes glisten. And I was like, all right, well, let's give this a whirl then. Put the eye drops in, which was painful.
Mm. He's the same man that introduced me to the Edge stick.
Right, what's that?
Anyway, it's 1:15. Coming up, we've got Matrix and Futurebound, Oliver Heldens and Becky Hill, and now the new track from Neon Jungle. Remember their last one, Welcome to My Jungle? This is their new one called Louder, and you're hearing it on Radio 1. Oh, Innuendo Bingo's coming up, 1:45 today. Yes, it's all of Union J. Oh, I'm really looking forward to Bingo today because there are some brilliant, brilliant new clips. Do you know what? You lot never fail to disappoint with this. A lot of people send in exact details as well, which really helps us of what the show was, what the channel was, and what they said and the time as well. A particularly good one that happened only this morning, on this morning, with some strawberries coming up. And a bit of Wimbledon in there as well, and the World Cup. It's going to be a good one. Union J are on their way, and they're going to be here at 1:45.
How are we doing this? Is it one at a time? How do you want to do it?
I think
we'll take so we like Calabro,
right. Where it's kind of like they take it in turns on you.
Yeah, you see, I'm not such a big fan of this one because I just feel that they don't all get as much as they should. Then, because if they're all one at a time spitting, you know, they're taking it in turns. It kind of feels to me they should receive it every time. Does that make sense?
Like, but then isn't it too many in a ring?
Yeah, maybe. So maybe okay. I see what you're saying. So just one at a time.
In the face, yeah.
All right.
Just got to take it. I mean, it's not going to be wetter than normal, is it? Well, for you,
well,
maybe
for me it is,
yeah.
Because every time I'm getting spat on by someone different.
Grimmy's one was epic on Tuesday. Let's take it up a gear with Union J on Innuendo Bingo, and we'll play their new song. That's coming up at 1:45. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website. Loads of people are in touch with me going, but I won't be able to watch it at the time. Don't worry about it. We'll get our Radio 1 YouTube video on for you a bit later on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Vicky, Gail and Karen are sat in their office in Manchester waiting for Union J to come on the screen. They put us on their telly. I like that when people do that. Mm. Like, make it an event, you know what I mean? A twice weekly event. Also, Sam's been on. You might not be too keen on this. Sam says, what about you sit in the middle of a circle and then you get it from Union J in all directions?
No. So you mean every time it's all of that's even worse.
So it's like back of your head, face.
No, I don't think. Yeah, I think we've gone quirky enough with the idea that we've got.
I liked the. I did like the Calabro one.
It was good. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll do that at 1:45. We'll make sure that everybody gets a go on Innuendo Bingo.
I think we've just been given the sign that Union. You know when you go to a club and they're like. Yeah, and you're not even like you've just walked in. It's like Scott Mills is in the building.
Yeah, like, what, when I do a gig?
Yeah. I think we've got that situation with Union J's.
Was that what the Claire signal was?
Yeah,
Claire from reception just like
signal frantically to us.
That was the Union J signal.
Union J are in the building.
Union J in the building, makes noise.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here are Union J.
Hello.
Hello.
Scott.
All right. How are you?
Yeah, good. You?
Yeah, really good. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
What have you been doing? Been to anywhere exotic?
Chilling.
Went for a run just a minute ago.
Did you?
You look nice in town. Have you been anywhere?
Yeah, thanks
Where
for
have
noticing.
You been?
Looking really good.
Went to Mallorca. Thanks. you know Chris, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
How long has it been since we've seen you? Must be not
six
a year.
Months.
It was
six months.
Yeah. Okay. So what have you been doing? Making new stuff?
Yeah, we've changed labels. We've developed our sound, and you know we've been busy recording for the second album.
So okay. To LA on a writing sesh trip thing.
Yeah. Bit of LA.
Bit of LA.
So good.
Beautiful place.
Yeah. So we've got a new idea for Inuana Bingo, which hasn't been tried before. We had Calabro, do you know them, from Britain's Got Talent?
Yes.
That kind of works, because what happened was they each came up to Chris and took it in turns to spit on him.
Yeah.
But we've got, I think, a better idea, and we should actually credit one of our listeners for this. This is Jack in Bedworth, who came up with this idea. So, Chris.
Well, I don't know, because it's really out there, this, for Inuendo Bingo. We've not done this before, but the idea is maybe I stand on one side, then you guys are in a line, sort of one in front of the other, and then you'll all sort of spit on each other. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So the person at the back is laughing.
I'm at the back.
Basically.
Well, no, the person at the front will be in front of me, and we'll just be going at each
other.
Yeah,
but what about the person right at the back?
What about a circle?
Good
so
point.
So why don't we rotate it now and then? So
perhaps our producer can stand behind them.
It's like Innuendo Centipede, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. It's a Union J human centipede.
Ooh. Wonderful.
Okay, good.
Okay, good. So that's about to happen.
You're just tuning in.
On the Radio 1 website.
Well, we'll give it a go. Maybe what we can do is as every time the line can sort of move positions.
Yes.
Conveyor belt.
Okay. Shotgun back first.
Caterpillar conveyor belt.
Yeah. Yes. Well said.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Okay, so get online. We're going to watch this in a minute. We're going to play the new single. Tell me all about this, please.
Yes, the new single, Tonight Really Forever. We love this song, Close Brackets, Open Brackets. It's just a good song, a feel-good song. We just wanted to not take ourselves too seriously this time around and really just have fun with music, and that's what we've really done. So.
Did you take yourself seriously ever?
I think we took it too seriously.
Right, okay.
Yeah. We just saw ourselves, I think, this year.
I was talking to, I think it was One Direction at their big weekend, and they were saying that they found that they took it all far too seriously when they were on X Factor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as soon as you come off the show as well, you have that sort of like downtime, because the show's so like glam and like
yeah, you're still
so
in the
glossy.
Bubble.
And then you come off and it's like real life all of a sudden hits you.
And you but you can kind of relax and have a bit more fun now.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. And we've been writing on the album and sort of like, as Josh said, developing the sound, and just it's come from us this time, so it's been fun.
Cool. And now we're here for Inuendo Bingo.
Yes, you are.
Woo!
So it's a career highlight. So many people are tweeting about this today, so don't worry if you can't watch it live. You will be able to get a video on the Radio 1 YouTube channel, and we'll get that up for you as soon as we can after it's happened. All right, boys, we're going to play Tonight We Live Forever by Union J, brand new single on Radio 1, and then we'll get our positions for today's Inuendo Bingo. Chris in Hemel Hempstead says, this is far and away the best song Union J have ever done.
Yes! Thank you!
My local.
Thank you.
Is it? Oh, it's your local? Yes, it is. Robin Sheffield loving it, and so many J-Cats are on saying amazing. That is Union J, and Tonight We Live Forever on BBC Radio 1. Okay, the cameras are going on now, if not already, at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, so you can watch this Inuendo Bingo, and it's, it's a first today. Chris, describe exactly what's going on.
Well, I guess they're coming at me like a train, I suppose you could describe it as.
So all the members of Union J are stood behind each other, and Chris is facing in the other direction. So first to spit in his face will be JJ, then Josh, then George, then Jamie.
Yeah.
What I will ask you to do, though, so everyone kind of gets wet from the back and front at some point, is that I will ask the person at the front of the line in Union J to rotate and go to the back.
Yeah.
I hope you're watching this online, because it sounds well complicated.
But remember, guys, we're a team, so we're spitting.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Right, well, let's see how this goes.
And the rules of the game, of course, if you do find the innuendo funny, then, I mean, do spit. Like, there's no kind of fun in holding it in much.
Nice.
Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. We're going to play the game now. Good luck, guys.
Good luck. Right.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Inuendo Bingo.
Watch online now and let me know if you are watching on 81199. If you can't watch live, we'll get a video up for you later.
Drink this?
So what you do, you don't drink it really, George. You just kind of like take a massive gulp of it, fill your cheeks as much as you can. Okay.
Ready?
I warn you, it's going to be cold at the start.
It's always cold, so don't swear, please. Not that you would, because you're Union J, and don't swear. Okay, all right. It's quite cold, isn't it? Obviously, there is a no-hands rule, so if the water's going to come out, it must come out over the either the person in front or behind you. Okay, here we go. So now, first we're going to... this is going to be good. First we're going to Five Live for their World Cup semi-final commentary. What? And after spending nearly a month together in Brazil, these players are feeling very... very comfortable in each other's company.
That's the other thing. A lot of these people will play with each other. Buller's now slapping playfully Dante around the cheeks.
This is good. Nothing from Jamie.
This is mad.
Nothing at all.
Who broke first?
Oh, right. It was slapping. Someone slapping each other around the cheeks.
How am I wet on my face?
Oh, my God.
How's George wet on his face?
Bit of blowback there.
Buller's now slapping playfully Dante around the cheeks.
There we are. Michael sent that to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Okay, so we've rotated JJ at the back and Josh at the front facing Chris. Here we go.
I've noticed when one goes, it seems to be a sort of
domino effect.
Yeah.
Dominoes.
Now, our listeners Rowan and Angus spotted this one while watching the Wimbledon highlights from last week. We go over to commentator Tracy Austin, whose mind has just been blown by some terrific skills.
Terrific return, right up the middle, deep and hard, and again in the brown patch.
You didn't think you were going to go.
Mate.
You went. That was genuine.
You got some kind of waterproof coat on or something, because I'm soaking my face.
Right up the middle, deep and hard, and again in the brown patch.
Thank you very much, Tracy Austin there.
There's not really much you can do for that.
Okay, so
who's at the front?
It's a good one, isn't it? That was quite funny. Okay, who's at the front now? George, at the front. Chris, you all right there?
I'm good, yeah.
Nice and fresh, isn't it?
Yeah. It's bracing.
Okay, so...
and have fun at the same time?
Yeah,
here we go. So, for George and Chris, we have a classic from ITV2's Tom Daly Goes Global. And here's Tom getting prepared to have a go at something he's certainly never tried before.
This goes over your head. Tell me when it's too tight.
I'd rather be too tight than too loose.
I love this game.
It's a good one.
I'd rather be too tight than too loose.
Preparing for a bungee jump there, Tom Daly.
There we go.
Yeah. I literally remember watching that. Okay, so... Hi, boys. It's Union J, Inu and a Bingo, and Jamie's at the front.
I've got hairspray in my eye.
Oh, love.
It's a real problem,
right?
It's a real problem, this.
And how much hairspray is on today, Josh?
I'm
coming out my nose.
Too tight at the least.
It's a real problem, right?
There's one for the next.
Uncomfortable scenes. Here we go. Jamie at the front, and an archaeology programme now on BBC Two called Quest for Bannockburn. And as the archaeologists start digging, some men arrive who really impress this guy.
Thank you very much for coming.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll still have smiles on your faces at 5 o'clock this evening. Okay, thanks a lot.
Now, this is what you call a big dig.
He dodged me and he went all over me!
Oh, this is good. That was a big dig there because of archaeologists.
I love how Jamie moved out of the way. Wow.
You just swerved it completely, Jamie.
I was like, Matrix.
I threw a cup at you and you were just...
Really good. Thank you to Matt and Buckingham for that one.
Thanks, Matt.
Okay, back to the football. More water, please. JJ back at the front. And this time, the Holland-Argentina match from only last night.
Oh.
In a line, please, lads.
Let's get into line.
Now, as we already discovered, these players really are getting quite familiar with each other.
Oh, Rojo came straight through the back of Robin there.
No?
Oh, Rojo came straight through the back of Robin there.
No, nothing. Sometimes they just don't catch you, do they? Right, keep your water there. Over to Gemma Kearney now on Radio 1. And Gemma's telling a story about her big trip to see Prince William at the palace. Now, Gemma always has a lot of attention to detail when it comes to her clothing. But I hadn't realised she likes to make absolutely everything match.
In a huge room in Buckingham Palace, very regal, very gold, lots of old portraits, exactly how you'd expect it to be. I was wearing a floral jumpsuit which matched the carpets.
Come on. No? I thought that was a brilliant one.
I was wearing a floral jumpsuit which matched the carpet.
Okay. Takes a while. Okay. Water, please. Josh at the front. Josh, were you swerving the last one by moving slightly out of line? Hmm.
Yeah, this isn't right.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't it?
Doesn't want to get his... doesn't want a wet denim. A classic from the Great British Bake Off now.
Right, flour.
Now, think about this one a lot. It's Mary Berry. And she's a woman of a certain age. She knows what she likes.
Then you know exactly where you are.
Okay.
I like a deep rim.
That's Mary expressing her preference for baking tins.
I like a deep rim.
Now, over to this morning. This morning from this morning. So many people spotted this one, so thank you if you spotted this, if you were watching Holly and Phil on This Morning today. Water, please. And here's Phil getting some top tips from a resident expert. Some advice to really make life a bit more enjoyable.
Too boring to just stand there and take the tops off. So have one of these.
I wait,
there you
sorry.
Go. There you go.
Snatch.
And then you take a straw and you push it under the bottom.
So it's
like
going to be a bendy straw and all?
No. Or... other end's better, actually.
There's actually more. There's more.
I'm killing myself.
Let's continue.
There's more.
How
more?
Many innuendos are there?
No, just two more. But there's more of this particular one as well. George.
Yeah.
Wow, George, we're running out of waters. Not long now. Is it wet?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Here we go. Back to this morning.
Any straw and all?
No. Other end's better, actually. And then up through the bottom. Now, you've got to be careful with your aim going
right.
up the bottom.
Josh, are you now shying away at... what are you doing?
So what's going on? It's got very tactical.
Very tactical.
Now, you've got to be careful with your aim going up the bottom.
A top tip on taking the core out of a strawberry there.
Oh, right.
A lot of people emailed that one. Okay, one more, and it's a favourite of ours from a few weeks ago. It's from a Radio 2 presenter who I think finds this next clip funnier than anyone else. It's over to a special show on musicals... with Elaine Page.
Love.
Here we go.
The very talented Douglas Hodge as Willy Wonka heading...
in a line, please.
...up the cast. And I don't know if you didn't get a glimpse of Douglas's Wonka. Well... oh, what did I just say?
And that was a brilliant innuendo bingo with Union J. It's like a bit of a shambles at the end. Are you all right there?
Yeah.
Josh's hair stayed perfect.
The weirdest sensation happened.
What happened? What's happening?
Don't know what
daytime radio. Okay, right. Is everyone all right?
Just drowning.
So refreshed.
But Josh, your hair is exactly the same.
It's
the hairspray.
It's still in my eye, hairspray. Though.
Boys, best of luck with the new single. Thank you very much, and come
thank
and see
you.
Us soon. That was a brilliant innuendo bingo with, thank you very much, with Union J. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. So far in Chris's fairly short life, he's been to Malia, Kavos, and Zante.
Napa.
And have you been to Napa?
Yeah. Prague.
And Prague,
that's
sorry.
You always make it sound like I haven't really travelled. I did a German exchange.
All right, yep. Yeah, I love that.
But you always make it seem like I've never really broadened my horizons. But as I point out to you, I've travelled, mate.
To Germany, Greece, and the Czech Republic. Which is a lot more than some people have, you
Prague
know?
Is a lot more cultured than it's given credit for.
Not the bits that you saw. Anyway, not that steak meal, wasn't.
No.
Tap in. Refer to it. It's still on the website. Okay, so some exciting news for everyone now. Chris is about to broaden his travel horizons.
Which, but I've mainly... No, I don't want to say I've been bullied into it, because that's wrong.
No, you haven't.
I haven't, but you have sort of bullied me to the point where... I thought to myself, well, you live once, you've got to go do this.
Whoa. I don't think you can blame this trip on me, Chris.
No. Well, not just you. No, obviously. But I do think, naturally I would say no to it. But I've decided that, right, I'm going to go do it. I'm going to travel. I'm going to go see the world while I'm young.
That's right. A lot of people take a gap year, you know. You're doing, what, 2 weeks?
I'm doing, yeah. Yeah, we're still travelling.
Well, I know, yeah. It's far. So, Chris, please tell...
I don't think it needs a drum roll. That's a bit weird.
Tell everyone what you had to book today.
I've had to put myself in at the doctors for injections, which I still don't quite understand why that... I mean, what confuses me about this potential trip to Bali, which is...
I don't know why I love it so much. I can't imagine you anywhere like that abroad.
What's the food situation? That's something that bothers me.
Let us know on 81199. Have you been to Bali? What's the food like? It'll really stress him out if you do that. Like, be honest, but tell him what the food's like.
Mm.
What are you worried about?
What am I worried about with the whole trip or the injections?
Oh, hang on. You've been to the Isle of Fernando's as well.
Oh, I have been to the Isle of Fernando's, yeah.
You said to me... Oof,
that's what I'm saying.
You said to me, I'm not a sellout. I'm never going anywhere where we have to have injections. And now, look, you booked in at the doctors. What's happened?
I know. But you know what? And people are right. So many people seem to go away to these places now. And I think it's about time that I dip my foot in the water. Is that one?
Mm, it is one.
So I'm gonna go do it with everyone's support.
I mean, you've got my support.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It should be a nice experience, shouldn't it?
A great time. But you've told me sometimes off air what you're worried about, and I get that.
Yeah, I'm not going to be riding elephants.
No, you won't.
I'm not going to be doing anything. No. I don't plan... nothing in the jungle. Nothing on a river.
You're not going to go to the jungle?
No. I don't want to be anywhere near the river.
Right.
Because I've heard things about that. I'm definitely not going in the sea.
You're not going in the sea?
Absolutely not.
You're not going near any animals or going in the sea. What are you going to do?
Sharks, mate. I'm not going in the sea.
Right, okay. Barley belly, that's the thing.
What's apparently a barley belly?
I don't know, just get up. Just people, just from what people are saying
on text. I'm sure people are saying nice things about it as well.
Yeah, they're saying it's like Australia's Benidorm.
Hmm.
That's good though, right?
I don't know. Look, I'm going
to the spiders as well, I need to watch the spiders.
I'm going to... Yeah, but the thing is, you're just going to point to all the negatives. I've heard that it's a beautiful place.
I've heard that.
And did they film the beach there?
No,
they didn't.
No, absolutely not. Who told you that?
That was the image I had in my mind.
Who told you that?
But it's time for me to go out there. It's time for me to spread my wings.
That's Thailand, mate.
I want to come back a new man. That's the plan. Anyway, stop trying to put a downer on it.
No, I'm not at all. I just like... you can get McDonald's delivered. There we are. Boom.
You can get McDonald's delivered.
Yes, you can.
They do that in parts of the world.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Wow.
I know. See, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just don't eat anything else. There are monkeys. What are you saying about that?
Yeah, do you know what? Because the plan is to sort of move through like a traveller would.
Yes.
And end up at a place called the Gili Islands.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't do the travelling voice.
Okay, yeah. You know, campfires, braids in your hair, yeah.
We're going to travel through.
Mm. Cornrows, maybe.
A couple of days is right next to a monkey sanctuary, but I've got no intention of going there.
Well, what are you going to do? Okay, so you're not going in the sea. You're not going to the jungle, right? You're not going to eat the food?
You've got to survive, mate.
It's not like there's a massive holiday resort. It's not like the outback.
I don't know.
So there's a monkey sanctuary next door, but you have no intention of going
to. No, it'll rip my face off.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Rihanna of Films.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
This is a treat.
I know. I'm really excited.
You're
on Spotify.
On this show and not getting wet.
BBC
Radio
1.
So, because Greg James is at his own festival, G in the Park, Rihanna's going to do films this week.
Oh, wow.
Now, we don't know anything about films.
I know you don't, yeah.
So, can you lead us by the hand and take us through what you've got?
Okay, so Transformers.
Yes.
And you've heard of Transformers, obviously.
Yeah, I'm across the original Transformers.
Okay, have you seen the series, the films?
What's the girl that was in the first one? She was
Megan
called
Fox.
Megan Fox.
Megan. She's a fox.
Right.
And then it was Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
Yeah. Yes.
And now it's not either of those.
Oh, so, where have they gone?
They've been binned off.
No, or did they say no?
I think Megan Fox said no after the first couple. But now, Shia LaBeouf is
also
off.
Is he the one off of putting bags on his head and going to press conferences?
Yes, that's him. That's the one.
Which one's he? Is he the main? He's the main guy, right?
He was the main guy, and now it's Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interested. So, do carry on.
Thank you. He's an inventor who, along with his daughter, sides with the Autobots, who are the Transformers, when they're hunted by the American Special Forces, as well as another threat from another planet. So you know what the Transformers films are all about. They're supposed to be big metal robots smashing into everything, and it's supposed to be funny and stupid.
Yeah.
And this film just, it's called Age of Extinction. It seems to have forgotten that all the fun and the tongue-in-cheek one-liners, and it's trying to be more of like an emotional drama in amongst the action. Who wants that from a Transformers film?
No need.
Absolutely no need.
So you didn't like it?
Well, No, not massively. Michael Bay, director, is still using those low-angle, like, voyeur shots. So, you know, he'd make this massive deal about...
I'm sorry.
Mark, what?
The low-angled voyeur.
So, like, you know, low-angled shots, kind of going up women's legs.
Oh.
Kind of things like that.
Okay,
right.
And he makes this massive deal about this girl being, like, Mark Wahlberg being really protective over his daughter. And then he's, like, showing her off in denim hot pants, and it's just all of it. Oh, come on. Mm. And I know that people are excited about Dinobots. I think you're going to be disappointed. I love that Chris is like, yes, that's me. You're so keen.
Have they forgotten the fun on this one?
They have. They really have. Mark Wahlberg is a very believable action hero, and the special effects are still pretty cool, but they just do so much advertising. Like, here's Mark Wahlberg drinking a bottle of beer. Here's a bus with the name of an underwear shop on it. Like, come on!
Right, no, but
be subtle.
I really enjoy really obvious product placement.
Yeah, there is so much in this film!
Okay.
2 stars for Transformers Age of Extinction.
Stars. Ouch!
Yeah.
Okay, what else have you got?
Next up is Begin Again. So this has got Keira Knightley in it. So she plays Greta, who's a songwriter. She's just been dumped by her rock and roll boyfriend, who's played by Adam Levine, off of Maroon 5.
Yes.
She's an actor as well.
He can do anything.
He can do anything.
Is he a triple threat?
Yes. Also got a clothing line.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Really?
In Walmart. Yeah, I was in Walmart, what?
Okay, sure.
And I saw his clothing line, and who else was it? I want to say Demi Lovato is one of them.
I find it weird when pop stars...
No, it was Gomez. Yeah.
When pop stars are actors or actresses, there's something I don't quite...
But he's a pop star. He's a rock star being an actor but playing a rock star. So actually it works really well.
Yeah, so he's playing himself.
Essentially. Although he's called Dave Kroll in it. Spelt K-R-O-H-L.
God.
Anyway, Greta, her song gets heard by a record producer who's not in a particularly great place himself, but then he suggests that they record an album on the streets of New York. So Keira Knightley, she's a bit of a love-hate actress. I think people can take her or leave her. Mm. She's so much better when she's natural like this, when she's not necessarily in a period drama. She's playing a young woman in quite ordinary circumstances, like the middle of a breakup. Mark Ruffalo is, well, he's essentially a mess in this, but he's also really cute, charming, charismatic. The main thing that got on my nerves was the soundtracks. It was all sung by Keira Knightley and I didn't particularly like her voice.
What do you mean sung by Keira Knightley? All of them?
Yeah, pretty much. Because it's all about her album that she records.
Now she's an actress being a singer now?
Yeah.
It's all a bit job swapping, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's just the lyrics of her songs were just like stock phrases all looped together. It wasn't very original and it's a bit too sugary and sweet. But there were some really nice, unique moments that really surprised me considering it was a rom-com. It's quite difficult to do anything original.
I'm never sure about rom-coms. You know,
I do.
Do you though? Because
yeah.
It's like, you know when you start getting those subscription film services and now you can choose by category? Rom-com for me, I'm never in the mood for a rom-com.
Oh, come on, you've watched
a
rom-com with me before.
Well, I've never watched a rom-com with you.
Bridesmaids kind of is.
That's not a rom-com, is it?
It's more com-rom, isn't it?
Yeah, com-rom. Also, take that back, what you said about singers can't be actors. Stop the music. Jennifer Lopez. The Backup Plan, Made in Manhattan, Monster in Law. Say no more.
I don't know that one.
Oh, God, you're missing out. He's missing out.
Wedding Planner was amazing.
Name another pop star that's...
What an actress.
Name another pop star that's a good actor.
Justin Bieber. Oh, no, he's not. That wasn't
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. He's all right.
Thank you.
Anyway, 4 stars for Begin Again.
Oh, you liked it?
Yeah, and it's got CeeLo Green in it.
Nice. Why?
Oh, fantastic.
Why is he in it?
Because it's about music. And he's a music.
Okay, yeah,
don't say that at the end. That's the headline, surely. CeeLo Green's in it. That's winning.
It's not. Okay, anyway. 4 stars?
4 stars.
Okay, so we'll do some more in a minute, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm enjoying this.
Me too.
It's like my first foray into the world of film reviewing. It's quite fun. I'm being led
by
Rihanna.
You're very good at it, by
well,
the way.
Well, I'm just saying about Jennifer Lopez films, not really. I think we're forgetting Jared Leto, who can sing and act.
Act. Yes, he did definitely act. Yeah.
Of course, Jared Leto there, who I always confuse with Jay Leno.
Not the same American chat show host. Will Smith, singer, actor, father, triple threat.
Yeah.
Actually, it was Michael Bay that sort of introduced Will Smith to the film world.
Oh, really? Was it?
Yeah, Bad Boys.
Are you a film buff? Is that what you describe yourself?
No, that's how Dev describes me.
Oh, right.
But he's the only one.
You're too fun to be a buff.
Thank you.
Like, you bring the fun out of films.
No, wait.
No,
that's... You bring the... What?
Hold on. That was a compliment. Bring the... Oh.
You know what I mean.
I'm quite enjoying...
Cheers, Scott.
You bring all the fun. You zap all the life out of films.
I'm enjoying this experience, though, because I suddenly feel like we're much more classy talking about films, Scott.
I do. Bit of class, isn't it?
So, let's crack on.
Okay.
Oh, Dolly Parton, singer, actress. Seriously, she's made some great films.
Has she?
Yes.
9 to 5,
and also another one where she was a talk radio host, which is incredible. Check it out. Have you seen it, Rihanna? No. Oh, it's so good. I'll look it up for you. Tell us what's next.
Okay, thanks. How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Was that one?
2?
Yeah, there was a How to Train Your Dragon.
Was there?
Yeah, it was brilliant.
I knew that.
It was really, really good. So this is the second one, obviously. So now every Viking in Berk, which is like their Viking village, now rides dragons, which is amazing. But Hiccup, who's the main character, hears that an evil megalomaniac is raising a dragon army. So he goes to reason with him, and on the way he meets someone really unexpected, his mum, who he thought was dead. So I absolutely loved How to Train Your Dragon. Have you seen? You haven't seen it.
What is this? An animated one?
Yeah, it's an animated kids' films about dragons and Vikings.
It's not for me, Rihanna.
Okay, fair enough.
No, but no animated films are for me.
But this was absolutely.
That's a lie. Actually, Toy Story was good.
Wreck-It Ralph. That's good.
That is good. And you're not just saying that because Grimmy's in it.
No, I mean he's only in the UK one, right?
That's true. Yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying. Is he on the DVD though?
I don't know.
DVD? Hello.
Did you enjoy the first one? What's
yeah, I loved How to Train Your Dragon. Right. This one, like, I just love how much personality is injected into the dragons. We see how loyal they are in this film. Toothless, who's the main one, the black one, he is just literally one of the best animated psychics of all time. I'm obsessed with him. And, you know, if you like this sort of thing, the colours are amazing. The design is just, it's stunning. The attention to detail is brilliant. And you learn more about the characters and you... gets into like quite an emotional story about family. I cried a lot, and I saw it twice, and I cried a lot both times.
Both times,
yeah. And it doesn't forget that it's primarily aimed at children. You know, there are lots of things to laugh at, and the voice talents are brilliant. Jay Baruchel plays Hiccup. Cate Blanchett's in this. Gerald Butler, Kristen Wiig.
Gerald Butler's in it.
Yeah. But America Ferrera, who plays Astrid, who's Hiccup's girlfriend, I chatted to her and she's known best for Ugly Betty and The Good Wife.
Love
and she was in End of Watch. Yeah, she's brilliant. So I asked her, if she could only work in TV or film for the rest of her life, which one would she pick?
I really love the experience of spending a lot of time with one character. And TV gives you that. Because you get to work with the same people for a long time, so you build a sense of family. And in film, films are wonderful, and they're like sprints versus the marathon, you know. But you get really close to people, and then it's over, and you kind of never see them again. So I would say, just for the sake of getting to build a family and work with people for a long time, it would probably be television.
I love her voice. She's got a husky voice.
She's
cool.
So she prefers television?
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of that, do you?
No, I like that she was honest. Mm. So 5 stars for How to Train Your Dragon 2. Whoa. I absolutely loved it. Yeah. Just really quickly before I go, there's a film called Love Me Till Monday, which is like a British indie film about a woman who's just finished uni. She's still living at home. She doesn't have a massively successful love life and she's stuck in an office. I just thought it was such a relatable film for so many people right now who've finished education. They don't know what they're doing with their lives, the people they socialise with, the people they work with, the people they get off with. Mm. It was just so realistic, really natural. I really enjoyed it. So 4 stars, but you'll have to search it out. It's not everywhere, but it's really...
What's it called?
Love Me Till Monday.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah, a little bit rough around the edges, a little bit raw. But
I like that sometimes.
Yeah.
And I also quite like it where it's not on everywhere, where you have to search it out.
Yeah, I know, but my worry is searching out something under that title is going to bring up other results.
No. It's not Love Me Long Time, it's Love Me Till Monday.
Love Me Till Monday. And it's set in Reading, my uni hometown. Brilliant.
Oh, okay, cool.
Loved it.
That film from Dolly Parton that you want to watch, by the way, about her being a radio show host, is called Straight Talk.
Straight Talk. Yeah, I'll check it out later.
Real cheap, real cheap.
Thanks.
You've got something on YouTube at the moment.
I have, yeah. My 4 minutes of films on the radio on YouTube right now, and you can see America Ferrera and check out my film review as well.
Wicked.
All right, it's been fun. Thanks,
Thank
Rihanna.
You.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's up, Chris?
I've just got a bit of a situation. Not sure whether I should talk about it, really. And it is, I don't know. In fact, I am.
Yeah, so, no, I want to talk about it.
Okay, so basically, I've had the same barber all my life.
I know. Right? He's like, is he a family friend?
He's a family friend, yeah. And I love him a bit, right? And he's you know, he's really good. He doesn't charge very much, but I'm loyal to him because he is a family friend. I've always been with him.
You've mentioned him to me loads of times before.
Yeah, exactly. And he was the same guy when I was really young. I took him on a show called Get Your Own Back.
Is that him?
Yeah, say that guy. Do you remember that? I was 10 years old and I went on a show called Get Your Own Back. So I took my barber because I used to hate it when he'd spike my hair up. But anyway, I've known him a really long time.
And that was the show that you were absolutely robbed on because they counted the petals on the flowers wrong.
Yeah, they miscounted. If anyone, and I'm still bitter about it, but it's on YouTube. If you type in Get Your Own Back in Justice, you'll find it.
Yeah. Did you put that on yourself?
Yeah.
Injustice.
You know, these things affect you.
It's anyway, a good video.
It's done. Anyway, so been with him a long time. And you know, I've started doing this TV show.
Oh, yeah, I know, hilarious. Right? Lol.
And so basically a situation's happened where I let another man cut my hair.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, he's a really good stylist. Like, and that's nothing against my barber. I just mean he's like, he's the kind that you pay like £300 for or something. And he offered and I was like, go on, and it would it be quick?
Right.
And I've done it.
It was quick.
And now I don't know what to do because I'm worried that my normal barber will see and see what's happened and know what I've done.
Mate,
and be really
confess.
Bitter.
You need to say it.
Well, do I confess? Yeah, here's the question. Do I confess or do I leave it?
No, because what happens, and this has happened to me before, is next time you see him, he'll be able to tell that someone else has cut it. He'll be like, all right.
Will he, though? Because I'm thinking of leaving it long enough that it will grow out, but then he'll wonder where I've been.
Exactly. He'll still know. I've done that before, and I was like, oh, if I leave it long enough, they won't be able to see. They can always see. All right, someone else cut this then. It's a different style. It doesn't matter how long you grow it out, they still know that someone else has touched your hair. Let's ring him now.
Oh, let's not do it now.
Give me the number. Why not? Get
I'm
it
not
out there.
Well, I'll do it if you think this is a good idea.
Write it down.
Okay.
No, don't read it out.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Andy,
yeah. Yeah.
You promised this is a good idea.
You just need to get it out there because he'll know anyway.
I worry that this is something that we could just leave, and it's just something that I hide, and no one needs to say. No?
No, it's fine. Listen to your slightly panty breath. No? You ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, mate,
you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, you okay?
Good, yeah. Are you at work?
Yeah, I'm busy at the moment, I've got a shop full.
Are you going on holiday soon?
Yeah, 29th. Do you want the... I'm going to send you the dates next week.
Okay.
All right.
Sweet.
Okay. All right, Chris, I really need to go because I've got customers waiting.
Oh, sorry, very quickly.
Yeah, that's all right, yes.
I feel really bad about this. I just... I feel like I need to get something off my chest.
Go for it.
So basically, a couple of days ago, I met someone.
Yeah.
Someone new. And I think it was just a one-off. It was just a stupid decision. I just went with it. In fact, I know it was a one-off. I wasn't in a good place and I just said yes to something and I kind of regret it now, but I feel I need
you
to tell
you. You've had your haircut somewhere else, haven't you?
I let another man cut my hair. Has he hung up? He's hung up. What do I do now? Do we call him back? Scott? Do we call him back?
I don't know. They don't like it, do they? Also, why does he need to give you the dates that he's away?
Well, because he goes away for... He always takes a summer holiday, so he's keen for me to probably cut my hair before. But now this is well awkward. What do we do
this
now?
Is brilliant. Your barber sends you his holiday dates.
Well, hang on a minute. I'm not going to have any haircut now. What do I do in this situation? Do we call him again?
I don't know.
So, barber's situation now. Now he's just not answering the phone at all.
Have you tried to ring him again?
Yeah. Well, the plan was to call him back and just explain that it's all good and I'll come again, but it's not... Nothing's happening, so...
I don't know what to do.
So that was bad advice from you, really.
Sorry.
So what's the moral of this story? If you
don't
play
cheat.
Away from home with your barber, keep it to yourself.
Or the thing is, they're going to know, though. Like I said, if you go back, they're like, they know. They just know. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a hairdresser. I don't know what goes on. But it's something about the way it's been cut. Even if it's grown out a bit, they seem to still know. It's like if it's not even slightly in their style, they know about it.
Well, I'm well scared to go back now.
Yeah, and he's not answering. Dan in Romford says, I'll cut your hair and I promise I won't spike it up. Well, no, you're making it worse, Dan, aren't you? I'm trying to make it a triangle now, quadrangle, whatever it is. Claudia says, you need to send your barber some flowers or a gift to apologise and say you're really sorry. Because like Claudia, she is also a hairdresser. They take it very seriously.
He's not a flowers guy. But that's not a bad idea. Presence is a good shout.
Buy some like hair gel or something. I don't know.
What do you get a barber?
I have no idea.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. Get him some golf balls from Phil in Hertfordshire. He did the dirty on his barber. Golf balls. They love it. Lance in Yeovil. I'm a barber. I can always tell. It's really important. Buy him a beer. He'll never speak to you again. Oh, right. How you feeling now? Is he still answering or is not answering, rather?
Well, I feel better for being honest, but feel bad at his reaction. Yeah. I didn't expect it.
Yeah. Some people are calling you a tart. From going somewhere else. What I do and just go, oh, I've been working up in Manchester for a bit.
Oh, different area codes.
Different area codes, and then they can't say anything. Just been working away for a while.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James.
Hi.
You right?
Yeah, good. We've just, Bombing Bicycle Club have just finished doing their sound check.
Okay.
Sounding very, very good.
Excellent. Okay, so they're headlining the main stage today at G in the Park.
They certainly are.
I can't believe you did that off the roof for BBC Scotland yesterday.
Oh my God, I've not talked about it, have I?
I can't believe you did it, because I know you hate it.
It's the heights thing. It's that jump. Can you imagine the jump just to get onto the first bit is obviously the worst bit.
I hate it. I also don't like this kind of thing at all.
Mm. Would you do that?
No.
I don't think I
would.
Chris?
I'd like to say I would.
I don't think I would.
But I think I would have the fear as well.
It's that moment where you're sat on the... you never think you'd be sat on the edge of a building.
No!
With your legs dangling off.
It's not right, Greg.
It's not right, and it's not okay. And we're going to make it anyway.
Yes.
But the worst... And then compounded by Colette. Are you joking?
Are you joking?
Oh, mate, waking me up. That was the worst. This mad woman there with a super soaker.
Absolutely. And all your stuff was getting wet, and I saw for a little minute in the video there you lost your mind.
Absolutely.
You're like, oh, my stuff's in there!
But people are very fragile when they're just woken up.
Absolutely.
You're at your most fragile.
And also, everything's going to be wet for tonight as well, isn't it?
Yes, I've been trying to dry everything inside a building.
Oh, okay. So is Colette still there, or...?
No, she made a swift exit.
You look well annoyed. Like, proper, like, there's your fake smile, which you can put on. You do it well, but at one point...
That's the fake smile that you learn off Vernon Kay.
Yes, it is. Same. Exactly the same. Are you joking? So that's a good video of that, actually. Watch for the bit where Greg just slightly loses his cool. It's really good.
It's because she wouldn't stop spraying me with water.
I know.
It was like, yeah, I'm up now. I'm up.
Yeah, definitely up now, thanks.
I'm here.
I know that Chris was missed last night. He's working late, so he wasn't involved in the late night chat when you're on YouTube.
Conspicuous by his absence.
And I felt, do you know what? At one point, I felt like sending my apologies, but then I thought, that's a really weird thing to do if I'm not watching to text you just to say I'm not watching. So I didn't bother.
Well, you were missed.
I tried to put it on my phone last night and it was all jumping around, so it was really weird. Like, one minute you'd be, like, stood in one place and then a split second later you'd be somewhere else. I was like, this is not working for me.
Last night they
But then
played
it is one of those old ones that you can play Snake on. It's not really.
Were you watching it via WAP?
No, I wasn't.
WAP!
WAP!
Wow.
Jeez.
That is amazing.
Yeah, no, but I'll try again tonight. So should we play Real or No Real then while you're here?
Yes, let's.
And then you can tell us what's on today. Obviously, Bombay Bicycle Club already. And, I want you to watch this. Just up on the Radio 1 homepage, the amazing 10 zip wire faces of Greg James. It's really good. So it's just you and your various faces.
Well, in my head, it looked way cooler than that.
Yeah.
In my head.
What about this?
The man who invented the taxi app,
Uber once had the seventh highest score in the world on Angry Birds.
Wow, that's huge, because that game's massive. To have the top score, like, big in the game. Literally.
Seventh highest once.
That is big in the game. A mate of mine did get to the top 50. So it's not, you know, but he's a proper nerd as well. So I think the Uber man, he must be, the guy who's created that taxi company must be pretty nerdy as well.
I think, like, any successful company like that, you have got to be a bit of a nerd, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, there's always a nerd. There's always a nerd at the top.
That's right.
I guess he obviously would have spent a lot of time in taxis as well, and therefore would have played the game.
I see.
So I'm going to say real on this one.
I'm going real as well, yeah.
That one is real.
Yes, he was. Seventh highest on Angry Birds once. Travis Kalanick, who invented Uber, says he turned his addiction to apps into a multi-million dollar business. Simple. I wish. And next. Yes?
Shakira's ex-boyfriend once paid for a post-gig meet-and-greet with the pop star in an attempt to rekindle their relationship.
You know what it's like? Shakira's not answering your calls anymore. You've been out with her once. She snubbed you. The only way to get to her now is a meet-and-greet.
Oh, could you imagine that?
Great idea.
But, oh, my God.
But you only normally have time for a very quick photo, don't you?
It's a grip and grin, love.
It is, and that's not really enough time to get anywhere with a pop star, is it?
Oh, can you imagine anyone, how awkward it would be?
Guest, one of the guests.
It would be. You could do it like, I mean, imagine. I'm just trying to imagine if that happened on like Feet Up Friday or something for me, or even today in the audience at G in the Park.
Oh God!
If an ex-girlfriend just turned up and went, "Oh, we haven't seen each other for ages. You haven't returned my call."
Oh, don't put the idea in their head.
No, don't. Please don't.
That would be incredible.
You know what girls are like? They're crazy.
I mean, amazingly awkward.
Also, just want to draw your attention to the man that just went, one of the guests, on another microphone there, Greg.
Oh, yeah, they're just testing the microphones.
Okay, well, if you could not do them, tell them not to do that while we're on national radio.
It's going to be another one of those, check one.
One, two. Hey, yeah, hey. Hey, two, two. One, two.
One, one.
Testing.
Don't worry, I gave him a look.
Good. We haven't even answered the question. Shakira's got a really creepy ex, real or no real?
Real.
I think this is no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, yes. Oh, by the way, I've just thought, Scott, you know you were saying about turning a recession into a multi-million dollar business?
Yes.
I think you need to do a wine app.
Oh, yes, good idea.
Has it been done? It must have been done.
It would be, yeah, but a Scott Mills wine app hasn't been done.
Yes. We did have a discussion yesterday about a Who app. Which app? We're thinking of doing, maybe.
Oh, you scan our ideas away.
Give the game away here.
So you scan something and then it tells you it's a Who
I can't say any more than that.
Okay, sure.
Oh, there's loads of wines. The Wino Society.
Yeah. Well, there will be loads, but there's loads of taxi apps, but you can make the difference.
True.
You've got to come up with a good one.
Pupils at a school in Nottinghamshire have reacted to a 12-foot fence being erected around their playground by escaping under it using a spoon.
That's Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, I think this. I mean, I would. You feel? Yeah. I mean, I'd love to right now. I'd love to sort of burrow my way out of here. I feel quite trapped in.
Have you had enough?
I've nearly had enough.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I have. I have, but we've got two more shows to do, and Bombay Bicycle Club today will be excellent.
Will tonight be party night?
Hopefully.
If we tune in later, because for all, you know, the reports of last night were great. Unfortunately, I didn't see much. I'd like to see a real party night tonight, you know?
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm sure we will be absolutely ready for that.
Great.
And don't forget, tonight from 10 o'clock, you can late night watch Greg James on the Radio 1 website or Radio 1's YouTube channel. Mm.
Because we're not live tomorrow, so we're actually recording another show straight after this one with Twin Atlantic.
What?
So yeah, exactly. So after that, we'll be able to...
Party time.
...have a couple of gins.
Great.
So you're doing your show now and then another show and then party?
Yes.
So tomorrow's show is all recorded?
Yeah, because I've got to go to Tea in the Park tomorrow morning.
It's
weird,
a
isn't
busy
it?
Life you lead, sir.
So busy. School pupils escaping with a spoon, real or no real?
Real. Real, real, real.
That one is real.
Yes. Great the head story. Teacher has confirmed the escape attempt. A large amount of canteen cutlery was found near the hole, so it's kind of assumed the pupils were using the spoons as spades. Amazing. And this one.
When Walt Disney won an Oscar for Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, he was given one normal Oscar trophy and seven miniature ones.
Oh, nice touch.
Well, great. Well, that would be so nice if that happened.
This is a good one to tell in the pub if it's true.
Yeah, this has to be true.
I mean, so, it would be a gimmick if it happened, but most films, it doesn't matter how many characters there are, you just get the one Oscar, don't you?
Imagine if you got seven dwarf Oscars. That'd be wicked. Did it happen, though? Real or no real, Greg James?
I think this one is real.
I'd love it to be real, but I think it's no real.
That one is real.
Yes! Oh, it was the honorary Oscar, though. He won in 1939. And at the end of that round, a real or no real?
I got 20, Greg got 40.
So it's
40?
Yeah, 40. Ma'am. 40 of those.
40 of those. So it's those, love. It's Greg from G in the Park. It's day four. You can do this, Greg.
Oh, no, it's going to be good. We've got our audience ready to go. We've got Bummy Bicycle Club. We are going to be all fine. I need lots of coffees.
It's on the BBC Red Button. It's online. And it's on Radio 1 from 4 o'clock. Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. If you want to get this podcast all the time, just hit subscribe and you'll get it every day. It's the Scott Mills Daily. We're back on Radio 1 tomorrow afternoon for Friday from 1. Scott.